The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. And here's part two of Terrorism, Inc.
Most of the Muslims in general, and the Arabs in particular, though, still believed in quaint old-fashioned and radical ideas like honor and standing by your word and leaving with the one that brung you.
To live in peace, follow that word, red and black. It's our color scheme, get that bang. In the end, the light, it's all right, the light, it's all right, the light. Oh yeah, my baby knows it's all right, the light, it's all right, the light, it's all right, baby.
They had bravely fought, and many thousands of them have been tortured, and many more thousands of them had died in this fight. And now they were being told that they had done all of this only so they could exchange Ottoman chains for European ones. Really? They were not happy campers. The Society of Muslim Brothers, or the Muslim Brotherhood, was formed in 1928 to channel the outrage over this betrayal into political action. The CIA first interacted with the Muslim Brotherhood immediately after the end of World War II, when the chief of the CIA station in Munich, Germany, the home of Radio Free Europe, contacted members of the Brotherhood that had been disseminating Nazi propaganda. The CIA wondered if these Nazi propagandists might be interested in now switching over to disseminating Western propaganda in the Arab world. The first known joint CIA Muslim Brotherhood operation came about in 1954 when the Brotherhood tried to assassinate Gamal Abdel Nasser, a high-ranking Egyptian official and the future president of Egypt. There is no evidence that the CIA was directly involved in the plot itself, though they almost certainly were. But there is ironclad proof that the CIA helped to smuggle some of the would-be assassins out of Egypt and into Saudi Arabia immediately thereafter.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my friends here who gave me this little whip. It's really lovely. I'll keep it and cherish it forever.
Even so, the Arab world was not a particularly violent place, and the Muslims did not have a reputation for being a particularly violent or fanatical people until the 1980s. When the CIA teamed up with the Muslim Brotherhood and created what was basically a military wing of the Brotherhood called the Mujahideen in order to drive the Soviet Union blacks out of Afghanistan. The Mujahideen had already been fighting an epic battle in a manner that anyone else who wants to fight them would do well to take note of.
Upside down to look at me, but it doesn't change his point of view. See the monkey.
During World War II, Heinrich Himmler referred to their anti-Soviet Arab forces as the craziest and most ferocious fighters we have ever seen. The Mujahideen not only drove the Soviets out of Afghanistan, but they also helped to provide the final push that finally destroyed the Soviet Union itself. Soon thereafter,
he's a slave to everyone. You should set examples for him. You can run a lot from monkeys. Be yourselves and not the monkeys. See?
Yes.
The monkey.
The Americans had gotten what they wanted out of that deal in spades.
Hot rails to hell!
Then the Afghanis in general, and the Mujahideen in particular, learned the same thing that the Native Americans had also learned about the Americans the hard way. Once they're done with you, they simply throw you away. As far as Afghanistan was concerned, the Americans completely abandoned the devastated, fractured, if very well armed country. To work out its own differences on its own. The fact that the country had been utterly shattered and lay in smoky ruins, and the fact that it was populated largely by a war-traumatized generation of psychotic mass killers with lots of very big guns. All of that was Afghanistan's problem. Thus, after yet another betrayal by the Westerners, the wrath of the Mujahideen shifted from the Soviets to the Americans. And now, add to this volatile mix a 17th century ultra-Orthodox form of radical Islam called Wahhabi that somehow came into a vogue amongst this circle of Muslims. prior to this, only isolated and unschooled Bedouin tribes had ever practiced Wahhabism. However, many members of the Muslim Brotherhood, both Egyptian and Saudi, embraced this radical and violent form of Islam. When the Saudi oil money began rolling in, the Wahhabis began building schools to indoctrinate children into their worldview. Then they formed the Muslim World League as their foreign evangelical branch, and members of the World League began spreading Wahhabism all over the planet. And as the Wahhabis' power grew, their interest just sort of naturally merged with the political and military interests represented by the Mujahideen. And thus, we have a match that was made in whatever the Islamic word for hell is. Amongst the members of the Mujahideen that was funded and armed with American tax dollars and American weapons was Osama bin Laden, a Sunni Muslim from a very wealthy and very well-connected Saudi family who was well-schooled in Wahhabi doctrine. The CIA and the head of Saudi intelligence at the time, in fact, put bin Laden in charge of recruiting fighters for service in the Mujahideen, including all of the radical Islamic fanatics and suicide bombers that they could lay their hands on. Bin Laden set up his recruitment office in Pakistan, and he called it the base, or in Arabic, Al-Qaeda. Thus, when bin Laden and the other heads of Al-Qaeda were themselves talking about Al-Qaeda, what they were talking about was their frigging database.
Time after time, I'm losing my mind.
Yes, kids, hide the children's eyes.
I'm losing to be cool.
It's the database from hell.
A running, obviously radical fool.
Jeez, do I ever love irony.
I love your smile, your irony, your wonderful hypocrisy.
A gift to you.
I'm not the man.
A sadistic kid.
The man I've been.
A kiss that you
make me live.
You're gonna miss.
Make me live my dream.
Was amply funding and arming him.
A smile.
The CIA in Saudi Arabia also cheered Osama bin Laden on.
I know I shouldn't make that call.
Eventually,
I know it's dangerous.
A radical Wahhabi sect and ally of the Mujahideen called the Taliban emerged from the violent chaos of Afghanistan and came out as the top dogs. The machine hated the Taliban, not because they were radical jihadists, but because they did not want to let Westerners build their oil pipeline across Afghanistan. And because the Taliban had very successfully shut down one of the CIA's most lucrative sources for opium poppies. There was zero heroin coming out of Afghanistan during the reign of the Taliban.
Shining, it's a starlight I've seen.
But within a year of the American occupation,
I'm not the man.
A statistic here.
The man I'm
Afghanistan was supplying 90% of the world's heroin supply. That's it.
And I'm not clean.
Most of the story from there on is now fairly well known.
It's you and me.
Terrorism Theater, coming soon to a neighborhood near you. It's time to get to work now, kids.
So I'm going to play some music for you now. We're going to go kind of classical. This is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
We'll be right back.
That was the Piano Sonata, number 16 in C, written by Amadeus Mozart, performed by Mitsuko Uchida. Before that, we had a Requiem, the Fifth, by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So it is Pledge Drive at your local community radio station again. And since public media sources are the only ones who can be trusted these days, then please make sure they stay on the air. We need them, and they need us. That's it this week. Peace. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's dana98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.